The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Send a message. Aaron will read it. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed. At Degenerates975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can also watch us on the Twitch channel and comment there. If you missed the first hour, pretty sportsy. Interestingly enough, sportsy and Rona-y. And it's a What Are the Odds Wednesday, so when you call, text, tweet, or whatever, put odds on it. Randy says, I may be in the minority, but I can pay attention to football, baseball, and basketball at the same time. I can pay attention to it. I just don't care about baseball and basketball when football's on.
Well, and here's the other thing about that. You think anybody's going to watch games, even NBA playoff games, if they fall on a Sunday?
No chance in hell. Well, unless they do it at night. Well, even if it's at night, it's going to be up against a Sunday night game.
Yeah.
So.
And NFL's going to be playing Thursday, Saturday. I mean, they're playing a lot of games.
Well, especially if there's no college football, they're going to be doing a bunch of Saturday games. So, it's easy to pay attention to, but do you care? Because I don't. I mean, I will have... except for when the Astros win the World Series again and kind of shove it up everybody's, you know what? I'm not going to be all that. If baseball's going on same time football is, be like it is every year. I mean, I'll pay attention, but I'm not going to make sure I'm locked in front of the TV.
Right.
Except for Astros playoff games, especially when they beat the Yankees again and then they beat the Dodgers again and then they all cry like the little bitches that they are. So. I don't know if you saw this, but James Harden arrived at the bubble last night.
I did. He walked in with no Rona, right?
Yeah.
Well, he said, I'll show you guys.
I don't know what her name was. It wasn't Rona.
I'll show you guys who thought I had the Rona. Look at me. Free and clear. Free and clear. Good for him.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, now you just need to get...
So when's the first game? That's what I want to know.
I thought it was like July the 25th or something like that. Aaron, you can look that up. Wow, that's two now in the last 10 minutes. You're rallying here.
Let's see. Yeah, I guess it says here maybe the 30th.
Okay, I knew it's the end of the month. I know hockey's August 1st. And baseball's the end of this month too, right?
Yes. Baseball, I think, gets started before anybody else.
24th. 25th, I think, or 23rd, 24th for baseball. Okay.
Yeah, baseball is the 25th, I think.
Exhibitions begin the 22nd. Real games start on the 30th of July.
For the NBA. NBA?
Okay.
The seeding games, that's what they call them. The seeding games begin on the 30th.
Sounds like the Hunger Games.
Well, if it's James Harden is involved, I mean, I thought it was something else. Seeding, strippers, whatever.
And then the playoffs start on August 17th. I do like that, man.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you got 2 weeks, and then we're playing the games again. I'm for it. And then NBA Finals should be in late September into early October. So
basically when they would be going back to play next year. So I think December makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
Take November off, enjoy Thanksgiving with the strippers, and boom, you're back in December. 409 said, hey, Fred, I started watching that Hitler Circle of Evil show last night. After the word Hitler was used a few times, my Alexa came on. Must be a keyword. Maybe Alexa has a thing for Hitler. I don't know. Would you be open to conference football and no national championship? Yeah. For college football? Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly,
a national championship, if it's a shortened season, is like, because college football is one of those games where it's so, like, the regular season is more important in college football than in any other sport.
Right,
because if you lose two games, you basically have no chance at the championship. So this season, whatever, if there's any kind of shortened season, the championship will feel more empty and hollow than ever before. Like, I'm not, like, with Major League Baseball or the NBA, I'm not looking for asterisks because there's so much regular season anyway that you don't need all these
right.
games.
They played enough regular season in the NBA already.
But college football, where you normally play 12, now you're going to play 8, and it just seems like whatever the scenario for a national championship is, it's going to not feel authentic. So if they decide, listen, we're just not crowning a champion this year, I'd be fine with that. But they're going to try because there's too much money involved.
But it kind of depends. If every major conference actually, even if they just play conference games, I still think you'd get a legitimate 4 playoff teams. But what if the ACC and the Pac-12 don't play? And so here's a Clemson team that should be in the playoff no matter what. Suddenly not there. And suddenly you're taking Oklahoma and Texas out of the Big 12 or something like that. Two SECs and two Big 12s because nobody else plays. Or one conference starts and gets about 5 games in and says, we can't do this. Then, yeah, I think it would be pointless to put a playoff together. But they will because dollars, man.
Yep.
That's what dollars are about. And it wouldn't bother me to just have... And again, I don't mean to be a jerk about this, but those of you who are expecting things to be normal and, hey, this should just be whatever, it should be just as normal as usual, hey, you're insane. I mean, everybody's having to adjust. So if college football has to adjust to they're only going to play 10 games and there's not going to be a national championship, or you just do the polls like you used to do in the past, you let the polls pick the winner. Well, guess what? That's a one-year thing that had to happen because of a pandemic. It's just like this NBA playoff thing. And it gets back to me saying, stop talking about asterisks. Everybody's having to deal with something different. And we all have to deal with something different as sports fans. So, yeah, if they're not going to have a championship, that's okay. College football for the longest time didn't. Basically, you'd play your season out, and then a bunch of old fogies would vote on who the champ is. If we have to go back to that for 1 year, that's okay. As long as I get a vote,
right?
I better get a damn vote. I'm telling you, college football, better include me in this. That's all. I'm sure that, you know, but I'm sure they'll do the committee, the playoff committee will just pick the champion, basically.
Yeah.
And that's okay. I mean,
that's how it used to be.
Yeah. And it's not ideal. And we've gotten spoiled, but, well, nothing is ideal right now. And it kind of drives me nuts when people are like, oh, this is a travesty. Let's listen to Creighton. Listen, I love Creighton, but he's talking about how if the runner on second base is such a travesty, especially if they keep that rule for extra innings. And I'm like, dude, really? I mean, I get purists,
yeah.
And purists are purists for a reason because they're old usually, and they don't like change, and they want you off their lawn. But it's in the Roniverse, things have to change. It's that simple. And we have to accept it. May not like it. Hell, do I like... I still don't like the fact that I didn't get to finish the XFL season. But hey, guess what? That's life. Aaron doesn't like it either. That's money out of his pocket.
Exactly.
I hated it, too.
A trip to L.A. for me, too.
Yeah, and although, I don't know if I told you, we did get a refund on our tickets, finally.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So, we were able to... Because like we had bought our groups and then they had paid us, so we were able to get the money and pay everybody back. So happy about that. Hey guys, enough sports. Get back to COVID talk. Sarcasm. Yeah. You know what I did last night that I haven't done in
had sex with your wife.
No, not that.
I did.
Well, everybody does, but
no, not with your wife.
Oh, okay.
That would have been. That would have made today's show really awkward.
Yeah, I'd have been like, well, I have sympathy for you, sir. But no, I played the little poker tournament last night and won.
Hey, look at you.
Which I'd been on a couple weeks ago. I mean, I cashed every freaking tournament, man. I went like 5 in a row where I was second or third. And then I went through a stretch of about 5 where I couldn't do anything. And it was almost the exact same scenario. I'd get down to 6th or 7th, short stack, get in on a coin flip and lose every time.
Yeah.
Like I must have lost 7 coin flips in a row. And, you know, last night I got to the final table with the most chips, bled down to the short stack when we got to about 5-handed.
Gotta love that.
But you know what, though? I think I honestly feel more confident when I have a short stack because I feel like I'm damn good at that. And then I milk it really, really well.
Well, if you recall, there was a time where you were really, really inebriated in Vegas, and we were in a poker tournament, and I was a big stack, and there was you were almost out of the tournament, and there were two other guys, and we agreed to chop, and then when we got done, you chastised me for agreeing to chop. Because you are a short stack specialist, and you were going to win that damn thing.
Well, at least going to get it down to 2, and we split more money. Now, that was my point, is it was going to come down to
you. I thought I was like, I mean, you
I know,
had,
you
like,
thought you were doing me a favor.
You had like a handful of chips. Like you, it was amazing that you had survived as long as you did. I'm like, let's chop now and get Fred some money. And you're
and I appreciate the sentiment, but that was...
Well, you know. Drunk Fred did not appreciate it. Well, no, Drunk Fred was not. Like, I was going to win that tournament. I'm a specialist.
I kind of am, though.
Well, I'm aware.
but yeah, once I got down to that, and then I was short four-handed. I was short five-handed, four-handed, and three-handed. By three-handed, I got the chip lead back and wound up winning. And then went played cash and won a little bit at that. And then decided the only game left was Pot Limit Omaha, which I hate. And I said, you know what? I'm going to put $40 in here because... I'm bored and I'm just going to play a few hands of Pot Limit Omaha.
Is this on the Poker Bros?
Yeah, that site blows. It. That site blows. There's no question. I think I got playable hands. Like the first 6 hands I got were all playable and I lost all 6 and I'm like, yeah, screw this. I'm never playing Omaha again. I can't play that game. I'm not good at it.
You're not a specialist.
No, I won last night, and it was really good. The final 5 players were all really good, but especially 3-handed, the play was terrific. So I felt pretty good about it.
I might play a little bit when my wife and kids are out of town.
Yeah, the thing about playing with a short stack is I know that at some point I'm going to have to risk my chips against, you know, you want to get them in the best you can. But I just feel like when I get to that point, people tend to panic. And, you know, you talk about Drew Dean. Drew Dean is probably, to me, the gold standard of playing with a short stack. And where he's incredibly patient. And he'll wait. And it's kind of what I do. And then selective aggressiveness. And it worked out real well. So, somebody says, do you have to do Bitcoin or something on Poker Bros? How do you legally pay? It's actually
a secret society.
It's a private club that we have, and the money's all exchanged that way. But yeah, and there's some really good players on there. There's some fun people. There's a couple of a-holes that I frankly can't stand, and if I see them at a cash table, I won't play. But just because I mean, there's no reason to be like. Especially being critical.
That's not like you. Normally, you would say, if I see them at a cash table, I try to take their money.
Well, I do, but right now, I'm kind of like, I don't want to sit there and listen and, well, I guess I can turn the chat off. That's what I'll do.
That's the move.
And I think that's, but having people sit there and criticize other people's play constantly is just old. And I used to be that guy, and I hated me then, but I love me now. So anybody that does that, I think, is a complete turd.
Fair enough. You know what'll keep you from being a turd? TGS Insurance. Because people will think, oh my gosh, a lot of people don't even know what they're paying for their homeowner's insurance. And I can say that from experience because I had no idea what I was paying or really what I was paying for. That's why homeowner's insurance, it's kind of the worst thing because you don't feel like you're getting anything back, yet you're giving them money every month. And that's what makes TGS so wonderful is now... You might be able to pay less money. You got to have homeowner's insurance, of course. But listen, find out what you're paying and then send a text. Text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. Reply back with that. You'll get a full quote and proposal with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. This company, these savings, they are legit. They've got a nearly perfect online rating, over 1,000 reviews. The average customer saving nearly $900 a year. I save more than that. They're open now. Give them a call today or give them a text today. Text the word money to 232323. Start saving with TGS Insurance. I don't need no molly to be savage. Hey, but when I'm on the molly, I feel savage. Hey, my girl, the definition of a bad bitch. Stole a heart. I'm the...
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And yeah, Mike tweeted me. He's the guy who finished second last night. Don't Recline is his name on there. Wonder where he got that from. And St. Will was the other one who's always at the... He's really good, too. I wound up... fighting with him several times in tournaments. So, as I said, it's pretty cool because I've gotten to know the players pretty well, and there's some really good ones on there, and I enjoy playing with them, and I don't mind losing the guys who are playing really well and outplay you. That's I kind of appreciate that. It's one of those where you just say, you know what? Good job. And then 409 asked me an EPL question. I'm sorry, I cannot respond because Soccer Snob has told me to shut the hell up, that I don't,
yeah,
you know, that I'm not allowed to talk soccer. I'm not qualified. I'm late to the game. What was the other one? I can't remember what the other one was. One guy didn't like the team I picked to root for, so that makes me a turd. So I'm sorry. Can't do it. I'm rooting for Chelsea. Just hoping they stay in the top four. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. See, Kenny Stills was one of the people arrested in that Breonna Taylor protest.
Yeah. Felony arrest. Is he still Texans worthy?
I think the new woke Texans, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's allowed. That's good.
No, but that seems a little, I don't know, man. Just reading the story, charging all those people with that because they're trying to influence the attorney general, and that's a crime?
Yeah.
Come on, guys. You know, give them a parking ticket. So, 409 says, that term short stack may offend someone. Watch yourself, Fred. I had a girl I dated whose nickname was Short Stack. Probably figure out why. You know. Yeah. she was kind of offended by that, too. So, and Keith, who's always cashing in these things, too, was fourth. So it was fun, man. It's always fun when you get down and it's all good players. I love it when Jerry Bowen, I mean, there was one tournament, me and Jerry and Roger were the top three. And it's like, this is awesome. You know? Yeah, so soccer guy said it was cringeworthy. Thank you, 281. So, it says, it takes a few people to destroy your soccer soul. Hashtag lame. Hey, soccer fan, you're to blame. 713, you don't know EPL because you didn't play in the EPL.
That's true.
Yeah, that's it. Man, you know what? I didn't even make the MLS, so I can't do it. But that's, you know, hey, yeah, baseball fans the same way. In general, baseball fans are snobs, just like soccer fans.
Kind of.
And, you know, why are we America's pastimes? Like, no, you're not. You're not football. Live with it. 832, if the Astros win the World Series, would they become the ultimate villain? Well, they'll never be the Joker, but I would love that. They're probably not, because the Patriots are always sort of going to be that, because it's football, more people care. But I would love for them to win. I would love for them to just shoot the finger at the whole baseball world. And, they take the title away. It was short season. That'll be the next thing. They don't deserve it. I'm sure they cheated. I'm sure they did, too. Because that's what they do. Good job. Hang another banner. Next year, when there's fans in the stands, they'll get to have rings again. And for all the people who threw away their 2017 rings for cheating, they would say, no, they didn't cheat in 2019. I that would be the highlight of the year for me, is if they could actually win it again.
It would be cool.
What if they had a Mike Fiers pinata at the championship rally?
Again, my problem with that is now you're playing in, like, you're acting you're mad that people found out.
Become the villain.
I think the most villainous thing they can do is just pretend like they don't care. Like, that's the move to me. That's what I've said all along. Like, oh, the Dodgers fans, Yankees fans think we cheated? Who cares? We've got championships. Suck it. Like, I mean, every time Astros fans, like, plays into their stupid games and gets worked up over something that gets said on Twitter, I'm like, oh,
yeah, what I wish Astros fan would do is just every time somebody says something, just basically pull out their thing and say, world champs, suck it.
Yeah.
That's what I would tell you guys to do. Quit worrying. Oh, the Yankees, they're hiding all this stuff. Who cares? Ain't nobody taking that title away. Nobody's going to take away the way you felt at the party. Nothing's going to change the emotion you felt when they won that game, when they got that last out, and Charlie Bleeping Morton did what he did. Nothing's going to change that.
Nothing's going to take away that deal you made with God of do whatever you need to the Texans as long as they win it.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, you know what? Nothing's going to change the fact that you had to sacrifice Deshaun Watson. It's okay. It really is. And embrace it, man. It's fun to be the bad guy. Hey, the Joker, bad guy? I love him. I don't think he's a bad guy. I think he's misunderstood, especially Heath Ledger's Joker, but that's a different story. Somebody said they might make it to Jared Leto Joker level. Yeah, maybe so. I think they could top that. But it's okay. It's okay to be hated. When it really is, because when you're hated, it means you win. Nobody hates. Believe me, if the freaking Cincinnati Reds had been caught in this cheating scandal, no one would care. And you know why? Because they're irrelevant. The Astros won, so therefore now they're hated. Why do you think people hate Duke basketball?
Because they win.
The Yankees. Why do people hate the Yankees?
Because they win.
Why do people hate the Tech? Never mind. Cowboys. People still hate the Cowboys, and they haven't won anything since before Aaron was born. I mean, that means you've accomplished something. Embrace it. I'm all about that, man. I mean... Oh, man.
For the record, I'm not that young. But
I know, but you know what I mean.
But for the listeners who think I'm like 22, fresh out of college, doing this, no.
Well, yeah, but you sound 22.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we know that. Somebody said baseball is a thinking man's game. Or so. Yeah, people like to throw that at you. Oh, with the strategy of the double switch. Ooh, should we bunt here or should he swing away? Hey, all those are fun, but I mean, there's also 1,000 decisions like that in a football game that if you're paying attention, even within a defense and an offense, once it's set, there's, you know, okay, let's do this if they do this. Let's do this if they do this. There's a lot more decision-making that goes on in a sport like that, and basketball too. And that sport that rhymes with knocker that I'm not supposed to mention. But that, you know, that's okay, baseball fan. You're entitled to love your sport. Love away. Somebody said, I'm down with the whole Vader thing. Astros heal forever. Hell yeah. By the way, the Raiders, people still hate the Raiders, and they haven't won anything since before Aaron was born. And that is true.
Yeah.
And because they embrace that, I love it. I love the bad guy. I think we get too caught up in the guy in the white hat. I think we should be... Yeah,
we get too caught up in wanting to be that guy or like feeling like... Well,
that's
like,
what you're taught growing up, but...
Yeah.
Somebody wants to know, would you sacrifice little Tuve for the Texans to win a title?
No.
You know what? Yes.
No, no.
Of course, do you know what? If the Texans ever win, do you know how much crap I'm going to take over Bill O'Brien? It'll just be brutal. It's like, what did you say about Bill O'Brien for all those years?
Well, that's the thing, is that Altuve's likable. I wouldn't sacrifice him just so Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, give me another one. I'll do that one. Give me another Astros.
No, no. Hey, you know what? He's won an MVP. He's already got a title. If we have to sacrifice him for a year, Texans had to give up Deshaun Watson. I think it's fair. I'm okay with it.
You know why it's not fair? For the reasons you just said. Altuve won an MVP and a title.
I know, but if you're giving the Texans a title by sacrificing Altuve, okay.
No. Did you see this? Man, we might not have time to get all the way into it. This the story of this Fahim Saleh, the guy that got murdered in his apartment in Manhattan?
No, I didn't see that.
He's like a he's founded a bunch of startups, and he apparently gives a lot of money back to the people in in Bangladesh where he's from, because you know there's not a lot of money going on. And they couldn't figure out what was going on, and then they looked on the elevator at his apartment, and some dude in basically a ninja costume gets in the elevator with him, and as soon as they get up to the elevator opens directly to his apartment.
Yeah.
And as soon as it opened up, the dude attacked him. It says his body was found near an electric saw and contractor bags. He was left decapitated with his limbs dismembered from the torso. Looked like a professional killing. Perp had a suitcase. He was very professional. There was no blood on site, which how you could do that and not have any blood on site is unbelievable. Mm. 33 years old, though.
That sucks.
He has a motorcycle sharing app in Nigeria. He's a founding partner of Adventure Capital. Also founded a ride company called Paythau in Nepal and Bangladesh. So he's that's just a crazy story.
Well, two thoughts. The only reason I even know of Nepal is The Golden Child with Eddie Murphy. Uh-huh. Viva Nepal! Viva Nepal! And, dude, the first person I'm calling is that guy who got his master's in ninja. That's my first suspect.
It might be a good place to start.
Wait, if you can pull all that off.
Start the search.
If you pull all that off without blood, I mean, it's a sad story, but it's like, you're talking professional. Definitely professional. Pat in the 409, if you think Bounty Gate makes me feel any less better about the Tracy Porter Super Bowl interception, you're a dumbass. Exactly! And the Saints were very similar to the Astros. Everybody loved the Saints. And then all of a sudden it's, oh, this bounty thing is the worst thing ever. Screw that. You know what? What if you found out that LSU was cheating this year? You think LSU fans going to care?
No.
No, they're going to be like, hey, see my shirt? 2019 champions. Suck it. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. It's been 90 days since I had some sleep. Now my dreams got me surrounded.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 864 says, according to Twitter, pitchers are going to just hit every Astros hitter this year. Yeah, and the whole thing with this, and somebody nailed it. First, by the way, Yo Adrian says, HPD has a truck pulled over on 59 North and Kirby, guns drawn, freeway shut down. Oh, boy. Jason, who's your all-time favorite professional wrestler? Andre the Giant.
Andre the Giant. There's only one correct answer to that.
And somebody asked, I can't find it now. I hate when that happens when we go on break and somebody had a really...
I'm seeing that Twitter's been hacked.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if you have it looks like they're stopping all verified accounts from tweeting right now.
Oh, good. This is like that Rush song, The Trees. The trees are all kept equal by hatchet, axe, and saw. Now they get to feel how we feel. Because we don't have blue check marks.
It says, confirming that Twitter is blocking all verified accounts from tweeting. They have flipped the switch. Nobody here has... does anybody... Lance has one.
Lance does.
Is Lance still here?
Doesn't Patrick have check. One? I think from 610? Because apparently 610...
I think Josh does, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Josh definitely does.
I wonder if they can tweet.
Hmm.
Twitter has been essentially taken down by hackers. It says the magnitude and full scale of this attack can't be overstated. Whoever did this is sitting on a treasure trove of data and content from the most powerful people in the world. To clarify on data, DMs, passwords, email addresses, credit card numbers.
Ruh-roh.
Ooh, that means there's going to be another fappening because you know a lot of famous people are sending nudes.
Yeah. Is that all bad?
I believe Lance is taping his podcast right now.
Oh. Hey, can I ask the people something real quick? If anybody knows of a good place that does Wednesday night steak night in the downtown area that'll do takeout, can you just hit me up on the text line? Because the wife wants to get steak tonight, and I don't know of any place that does Wednesday that's open. So if you know a place that does a pretty good one, I'd love to try it. And if it's good, I'll show them some love. A3, this is the one I wanted to get to. I feel like some of the Astros hate is from East Coast, West Coast bias. Absolutely. And I hate to break it to everybody, but there's always going to be an East Coast bias in this country, especially when it comes to media, when it comes to covering sports. Where is ESPN located?
In Bristol, Connecticut.
Yes.
Basically New York.
Right. So who's going to be making all those? Yeah, Patrick just texted me. He has a verified account and can't tweet.
Okay.
So there you go. But, and man, I've seen this in everything. We talked about when I was trying to be in music. Well, if you weren't from one of the coasts until ZZ Top, you'd never get a shot. And there's a lot of great writers in the state that never get any opportunity to sell anything because they're not based in New York. Actors, same thing. You have to be based in New York or LA or you're nobody. And it was the same thing in my old business. And big jobs would come up and they're not looking at some guy from Houston ever.
Yeah.
Like, oh no, you have to be from New York and New York educated and all this. And boy, they were some snooty bastards too. I have to tell you, they always thought they knew more than you because they went to school on the East Coast and it was maddening. I mean, you know, but basically my thing with that was, all right, well, my little paper from Houston's just going to kick your ass. When we come to contests, I'm going to beat you into the ground and you and your precious New York people can go to hell. And we did. So there. Let's try Larry. What's up, Larry?
Sports.
Sports to you.
I would like you to rank the major sports, hockey, basketball, football, baseball, in terms of which do you think is most likely to finish its season and which is least likely to complete its season, assuming they all start on as scheduled?
Assuming they all start, which I think especially with football is a big assumption right
now. Yeah.
I think basketball has the best chance of finishing because I do think this bubble idea is a good idea. I thought baseball should have done the same thing.
Yeah.
Football
could still do something similar. That's
I think
the thing.
They should, and I don't know why they're not.
Because it doesn't matter where you play the games if there's no fans. It really doesn't. That's
just
one.
Go to a city that has four stadiums that can handle the television needs, and Houston's one of them.
Yeah, Dallas is one.
I mean, there's a handful. But go to one of those places and set up shop. And play all your games there, and don't let people just do what the NBA is doing. Don't like only let people go. On you're in the hotel, and if you leave the hotel, the only place you're leaving the hotel to is to get on a bus that takes you directly to the facilities, and then you get on a bus that takes you directly back. That's it.
And guess what? You could put the entire AFC in one city and the NFC in another, and just not play your crossover games.
Yep.
You only play 12 games, which that's still enough. And you don't play your crossovers with the other conference. And you could, with four stadiums, you basically just, okay, you've got games Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, Monday at both places, and you'd be able to get them all in. And you'd have triple headers and things like that. Be easy to do. 409 says, I think the East Coast bias really only has to do with baseball as far as sports are concerned. Nope, that is not true at all, sir. Why do you think the Jets are
Patriots,
so damn
Giants, yeah. Eagles?
The Jets are so relevant every year, and they haven't won anything in forever. Like everybody talks about the Jets. Yeah, it's in Philadelphia, and those are great sports cities on top of everything else. But part of it's chicken and egg. The reason they're great sports cities is because they get covered like it's life and death.
The Knicks. They're
Knicks,
focused
yeah.
on who the hell is going to be the coach. Tom Thibodeau is going to be the coach. Okay. He hasn't won anything, and they haven't won anything in forever.
Yeah, I mean, and that's, I mean, that, but that's okay. I mean, that's what it is. Everything's based there. And know, people always, they get mad at me because, you know, I distrust everything New York because of that. But I've just seen so much bias over the years, not just against Texas, obviously, but against everybody that's not New York.
Yeah.
And I find it frustrating. So, JF288 says, not a random hacker. Hackers have a very small chance of getting past two-way authentication. That's the whole purpose of it. This is a hack from within Twitter. Inside job.
Well, this is why this is why when everybody was like, you need to get verified. And I was like, I mean, I've always been of the belief, well, if the verification police come to me and say, hey, you're verified now, okay, I'm definitely not filling any paperwork out or like sending some request to get, I don't know even now how it works. Exactly.
Well, there's a thing you can fill out to do it. And I actually tried it once and Brandon was going to do it for all of us because that's what they did over at 610 is that's why all those guys are verified is because they just had one guy over there send all of it in. And by the time I got about 2/3 through the process, I'm like, this isn't worth it.
Yeah.
It's just a waste of time. So,
all it does is make people say more dumb stuff to you on the internet, so I don't need it.
Captain Pope wants to know, where does AJ rank among most famous ball guys today? I think no lower than 6. Jeff Bezos, Jason Statham, Adam Silver, Johnny Sins, Bruce Willis, AJ Hoffman.
Well, boy, that's tough.
Forgot The Rock.
Yeah, The Rock is up there. Mini-Me is dead.
Yeah, so you got him beat.
What about that guy that played Professor X?
Oh, Patrick Stewart?
Yeah.
Isn't he kind of dead? I know he came back in one of those Star Trek things, but he looks so damn old now.
What about Terry Crews? What about Mike Tyson?
Yeah, Tyson's still got a little hair.
What about Howie Mandel?
No, you're more famous than Howie Mandel these days.
What about that guy on Pawn Stars?
You got him beat.
All right. Well, maybe top 10.
Yeah, I couldn't even tell you his name.
Yeah, if I can't tell you his name.
Oh, to answer that guy's question, by the way, I think it's basketball, hockey, baseball, football in that order, likelihood of finish.
Yeah, we never did really answer his question. Well, when you say football, because you're talking about the big four.
What about
sports.
Vin Diesel?
Well, Vin Diesel's probably got you beat. If it weren't for that Fast and Furious, though, you'd be all right. But you have to include college football whenever you're talking about the big four sports because it is bigger than baseball and NBA.
Yeah.
So I think college football is the one that's least likely to actually happen. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. We got a gym of the day coming up next. Yep, there he goes. Good job, Aaron, pulling that song. Yeah, we're all equal on Twitter now. Actually, no, this is the revolution. Us non-blue check marks now rule the world.
That's what I said. I tweeted
out. Kneel before Zod.
I just tweeted out, hey, look at me. I'm the captain now.
All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Patrick Creighton and Jason Braddock coming up at 7 o'clock tonight. And Hall of Fame with Booker T and Brad Gilmore at 9. And my message to Patrick and all the other blue checkmark people. Bend the knee.
Although I don't know if it's still going on because the USC tweeted right after we went to break.
Oh, really? Oh, well.
It might just be because they're not an individual and they're a...
I don't know. So much for our 5 minutes of ruling the Twitterverse. Had to be while we're on air.
Fun while it lasted.
Oh, well. So let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the gym of the day. The Bannock Jeweler gym of the day.
We go to Great Falls, Montana.
Hello, Montana.
For this one. And, you know, when I go to Canada and I'm out for a run, especially when we're at the lake or something, is I think the worst thing I've run into, I've had a deer not look happy with me and kind of come way too close. I had a badger chase me once.
Oh, that sounds not fun.
Yeah, we don't need no stinking badgers. Well, this has never happened, and I hope it never does. A woman in her 30s had to seek medical help for minor injuries after she collided with a bear while running on a trail in Glacier National Park. A woman was a trail runner, and they, you know, they have, just like they have at the state parks here, you go on these trails, you go for a run. And it's about 9 a.m. She's about 4 miles down the trail. She was running with two other people, and she and the bear collided. They tumbled together off the trail. Once separated, the bear ran off. I don't know who to blame for this, whether it's her or the bear. I'm going to say her, because A, she's a woman, and B, bears are majestic animals.
Okay.
But the woman and her two friends reportedly walked back down the trail and met rangers. Bear and woman are okay, the Glacier National Park and staff tweeted on social media. So that's a different kind of obstacle for your training.
Yeah.
I guess I've seen an alligator on a trail at Huntsville one time, but I just went away from him.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Yeah, I didn't collide with him.
No.
You wouldn't really collide with an alligator. You'd trip over an alligator. And you're not going to win that one.
No.
Especially if the alligator decides he's hungry after that. Regardless, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
JF288. If we had a week without blue check marks, the Blitzers could solve COVID, racism, and the Texans playbook in short yardage situations.
Maybe so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, we're still working on the Rona. Yeah. That, I think AJ was tasked with the Rona.
I thought I was tasked with racial relations. Which I've pretty much fixed.
Well,
right? Wouldn't everyone agree it's way better now?
I was tasked with the Middle East, which guess what? Nobody talks about anymore. So guess, hey.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. Aaron was tasked with the COVID. That's who it was. You were supposed to fix the Rona.
I was. I have failed.
It was supposed to be me and Nick Cannon working on race relations. Yeah. And like,
I think he's been...
you didn't even need him.
Yeah. He's off the team now.
Yeah, what team is he on, just out of curiosity?
He's on the team, there's no hate in my heart. There's just
there's
Jews
just racism.
And white people are savages, that's all. I don't hate anybody, but they are savages. They're close to animals.
Okay.
Lost his gig over that.
Yeah, well, that's...
Although Nick Cannon is one of those dudes who has like 100 jobs... He's like Ryan Seacrest. Like, okay, you got fired from one job. Okay, you got 20 more. You're all right.
979. Is it safe to say Clowney was a bust? No.
No.
No? I mean, was he Aaron Donald? No, but...
He's a good player.
He was a good player, yeah. And still is a good player. He's not a superstar player. But he's a disruptive defensive end. So, no, you can't call him a bust. I think that was, you know, if you had it to draft over, you'd take Khalil Mack.
Certainly.
Which they looked at. But, you know, that doesn't mean he was a bust.
But he was also, I mean, what if they'd taken Blake Bortles there?
Yeah. I mean,
that would have been a bust.
There were other mistakes to be, or anything that Cleveland might have drafted.
Who'd they get? They got Justin Gilbert and John Football that year.
I believe so. So, no.
Yeah, and remember, there was a lot of Texans fans pushing for John Football to be number one overall.
Yeah, that would have been real.
That would have been a bust. Yeah. Honestly, I don't even, I mean.
No, but that's
Aaron
not.
Donald was in that draft, wasn't he?
Yeah, but he went like 9th or 10th.
I think he went later than that.
Might have been 11th. I don't know.
The best player in the draft.
But no, not a bust. It's just, he's not, you know, I think your question is, did he live up to being the number one pick? And I think. It's debatable. I'll go with yes, but there's always going to be guys in the draft that go later that are better than you. I mean, almost every time.
Aaron Donald went 13.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
Somebody said, I just had my first encounter with a murder hornet. They do exist. I'm not going to... listen, I'm not letting murder hornets worry me. I'm focusing on one disaster at a time. And 49 says, you know what? I've put up with a lot of BS during COVID. From working in healthcare, wearing a mask for 12 hours a day, I will not stand for no college football.
Well, sir, good luck.
Might want to lay down then.
Mm. Yeah. When's the last time a number one overall pick was like considered an absolute bust?
Jamarcus Russell.
What was that, like 2007?
I don't know.
It's been a pretty good while.
It has. I need to go look at the number one picks in the NFL draft, and I'd be able to answer that a lot easier.
I think Jamarcus Russell's the answer.
But absolute busts. Yeah, let's see. Here we go. Just so happens that we have every single one in history right here. And we'll go back for the...
Baker feels like he's on the way to it.
Yeah, well, Jose Burrow, we don't know. Kyler Murray, TBA. Baker, TBA, but I think he's looking a lot like Blake Bortles.
Yeah.
Frankly. And, you know, so I, again, still out, but so far he hasn't lived up to it. Myles Garrett. Definitely.
Definitely not a bust.
Jared Goff.
Definitely not a bust.
Jameis Winston.
That's a tough one.
He didn't make the Pro Bowl his first year.
I mean, if a quarterback doesn't get a second contract from his team, is that automatic bust territory?
I don't know if it makes you a bust because
he's probably the same as Clowney.
He started for 4 years. He had some success.
Yeah, he's not a total bust, but so
he's not
what they hoped he would be.
Yeah, you hoped you were getting your franchise quarterback, and they didn't. So he's a disappointment. But to me, a bust is a guy who just absolutely does nothing. Eric Fisher, 2013.
No.
Not a bust. Andrew Luck, 2012.
No.
Cameron Newton, 2011.
No, he was all right.
To me, Sam Bradford's kind of in that Jameis Winston thing.
Same. Yeah.
He disappointment, but not a bust. Matthew Stafford.
Not a bust.
Jake Long, 2008.
Certainly not a bust.
No, but it took him a while. He wasn't.
Did it?
Yeah, he wasn't great right off the bat for the Dolphins.
I feel like he was like an all-pro his first few years in the season. He was really good.
He made
really
the Pro Bowl. He never made an all-pro.
Okay.
Maybe it's later in his career when he got hurt that I'm thinking of. Jamarcus Russell.
Bust.
Mario Williams.
Not.
Alex Smith.
That's a really tough... That's one like you're talking about. Like, was he a bust for the 49ers? Yeah.
At first, he had a really good year before they replaced him with Kaepernick. So
that's a tough one.
Yeah, I wouldn't call him a bust again.
But now he's still in the league and he's playing well. But... Yeah, that's a tough call.
Elijah Manning?
Obviously not.
Carson Palmer?
No. A lot of people wanted him. They wanted to call him a bust.
Yeah. Well, if he hadn't had his leg destroyed with the Bengals,
yeah,
that guy was going to have a much better career, and he was still pretty good. David Carr, I'm not going to call a bust because he was okay. He was kind of like Winston. It didn't work out. Michael Vick?
No.
Courtney Brown?
Yes.
Tim Couch.
Yes. So that's 99 and 2000, right?
Yeah.
So in the last 20 years, there's been three.
That outright bust?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think Jadeveon Clowney belongs in that group.
Who am I confusing Jake Long with? Because he was pretty good.
You're probably confusing him with like Luke Jokel or somebody like that. Yeah. He was like the second pick. He sucked.
Yeah, I don't want to go through look at the second picks because there'll be a few of those.
Yeah, Jake Long's good.
All right.
Or it was good.
Yeah, he's dead now.
He's not dead. He just doesn't play football anymore.
He's kind of dead. I mean, as far as we're concerned. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Played me all night long, but I do it all over again. Oh, my sweet summer's gone.
ESPN 97.5.